T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former Browns running back, now trying to make it back to the league. We spoke to him a few months ago. He's in the AAF. He's got, 5 touchdowns first 3 games, Trent?
I think it's 6.
I don't want to shortchange you there. You're right. 6. My bad. 6 touchdowns.
Freezing cold takes across from here.
That's right. Here you go. 6 touchdowns. Despite the fact that the offensive line not the greatest. I don't want to make you say that. I'll just say that. I don't know if the offensive line in the AAF has been all that great so far. But how does it feel to be back on the field and playing regularly right now?
Man, it feels good, man. I have a sense of being in that locker room and being around the guys again. And, me being older now, being able to teach guys and give them some of that, wisdom that, guys left me, like, Josh Cribbs, Joe Thomas, Adam Vinatieri, guys like Charles Woodson, guys I got a chance to, Robin Mathis, Reggie Wayne, guys like that I had an opportunity to be around and play with and, build a, good relationship with, because I was always a student and always learning. So, give them some of that wisdom, man, because I know a few guys told me, man, we was watching you when I was in middle school, so that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trent, I'm a big fan and supporter of the AAF, and when I watch your games now relative to when I watched you when you were in the NFL, you seem like a more complete player. You seem like a player that likes to block and loves catching the ball and has kind of made yourself into this all-around running back that we see a lot more popular in today's game as opposed to 7-8 years ago. Did you make that a concerted effort, or am I just misseeing things?
But that's always been an effort for me, man, to, just be a fullback, all-around back, man, just be a full all-around player for real. I did catch a lot my rookie year in Cleveland, and I blocked a lot in Indy, but, it was 2 different programs. But a lot of people, a lot of people didn't realize, how much I had to block in Indy. We were passing the ball 55 times a game, so I didn't have a choice but to learn how, And that's one thing we did at Bama was, we had to make sure we had to protect our quarterbacks. And, that's the first thing, first being a running back. You got to be able to protect, and you got to be able to, catch balls out of the backfield. So for me, man, that's one thing I did work on, just to be all around back, to work on more blocking and to catch the ball. So I worked on everything, man. And, it's all coming together, man. A lot of people, thought, when they said I was done, I was done. But, the boss got the last say so.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, man, I just, I've been working my tail off, man.
I remember, speaking of you catching passes, correct me if I'm wrong, I remember your second game in the NFL against the Bengals, you had 2 touchdowns that day, mm-hmm. and one of them, if I remember correct, I think it was the receiving touchdown, where mm-hmm. you kind of bounced off 3 or 4 guys. You kept breaking tackles and crisscrossing around the field, and it was a long run. Was that do you remember that play?
Oh, yeah, man.
Was that a reception or was that a run? I can't remember now.
That was a reception. Yeah,
okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. That was a hell of a play.
Yeah, man. Like I said, that's one of my biggest things, being able to catch the ball, man. And, when I was growing up, that's one thing my brothers always, put into me that, fast way to, get on the benches, to drop a ball or to fumble the ball or, not be able to block. That's one thing that, they emphasized with me growing up and, being able to, be a blocker and a catcher, just to be out there for all 3 downs, it's always been big for me.
We're talking with a guy on the comeback trail, Trent Richardson, former NFL running back. Hopefully will be an NFL running back again in the near future. Obviously first round pick by the Browns in 2012. Last played in the NFL regular season 2014. I know you were in camp with the Raiders, with the Ravens. In the Canadian League a little bit, but it's been since 2014 since you played in an NFL game, Trent, a regular season. Have you heard from any teams yet? Has your agent heard from any teams yet? I mean, obviously you've played well so far in the AAF. It's not easy to come back after a number of years out, but you're still only 20, and you'll be 29 this summer. How confident are you that you'll at least get into a camp this summer?
Man, I think that the opportunity is going to, you know, definitely come. I know my coach has been hearing stuff from different teams, and I got a lot of friends in the NFL, and they've been telling me that people have been, you know, saying that, you know, keeping their eye on me and watching me, you know, been talking good. But, you know, for me, man, when the opportunity comes, man, I'm going to do whatever I can to, you know, make that team. You know, not only, you know, do I think I'm going to be in camp, but I actually think I'm going to be on the NFL roster next year when the opportunity comes, you know, and come apart. If not, you know, if I'm still here, I'm going to do whatever I can, you know, to be, you know, a successful player in the AAF. And so, you know, this opportunity that they have gave me, man, you know, I really do appreciate, you know, Birmingham, and I really appreciate the AAF, you know, for this opportunity and for this moment. So I'm just seizing it, man.
How different is the speed at the AAF level and the NFL level?
You know what, man, it's still a professional game. It's still fast. But I feel like, you know, at this level here, man, I feel like guys are more hungry because everybody's getting paid the same and everybody's going to make it to the big show. So it's like a college atmosphere at the same time, but, you know, it's still professional ball. So guys, you know, they're flying around to the ball, man, and you know, a lot of people, you know, you realize on a lot of runs, you know, I'll be having to make a couple people miss, you know, as soon as I touch the ball, you know, because the game is going fast.
We're talking with Trent Richardson, a former Browns running back, now with the Birmingham Iron of the AAF. They are a perfect 3-0 so far in the season, along with Orlando, the only two undefeated teams in the league right now. Trent, you know, obviously the goal is to get back to the NFL. When you're, but when you're playing, I mean, you know, sometimes when guys are like playing minor league baseball, like they care about winning, but they care more about getting to major league baseball. How do you balance that? Like, obviously you care about winning the games, but how much is it trying to get back to the NFL versus trying to win a game in the AAF?
You know, for me, man, you know, I'm at that age and I'm at that point to where it's like, you know, I love playing football and I'm happy, you know, whichever level I'm playing at. So I don't look at it as in, you know, I'm got to do it or whatever, you know, to get back to the league. No, I'm looking at it as, you know, I'm here with the AAL, with the Lions, and they gave me this opportunity. So I got to do everything I can, you know, to be the best player out there on the field or, you know, to make sure that I do get noticed, you know, not just, you know, by NFL teams, you know, just being sure. Able to, you know, say that, you know, I'm out there and I'm making big plays for my teammates.
Did you choose the AAF over the XFL because the AAF came closer and came faster and you didn't want to wait the year to go in between? Or was it something about the salary structure that appealed to you? Like, what appealed to you about choosing the AAF?
You know, just the football minds around it. You know, I didn't even know that they was doing the XFL again. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the opportunity came. I was sitting in Saban's office and Saban, you know, we was talking about, you know, getting back to the league, what I need to do. And he was sitting there telling me, you know, he was going to start a team with Birmingham. And my offensive line coach, when I was in school, my first 2 years was Coach Joe Pendris. And, you know, he's not a GM over this, you know, this team here in Birmingham. And so when I, you know, the next day I got a phone call from him and I couldn't tell him no. You know, that guy took care of me and, you know, he knows, you know, how I love to run a ball and, you know, what I can do in the backfield. And, you know, he knows how hungry I am. And that's a coach there, man, that has a lot of respect in the game, man, a lot. And so, man, you know, he's one of them type of guys that, you know, he's done so much for me and my family that I couldn't tell him no. And, you know, I chose the AAF over Canada.
Right. Trent, are you in a good place now? I mean, you know, obviously, you know, there's been some ups and downs. And, you know, it seems like you're in a much better place than you were a few years ago. Do you feel like your life's – forget football. Do you feel like your life's on a good track right now?
Man, I'm happy, man. I'm happy with my family, man. I'm happy with my life. You know, and, you know, it's just been a blessing for me, you know, just to have the opportunity to sit there and say that, man, you know, this hard work is paying off, you know, not just in football, man. I got a couple of businesses. I do the TR3, you know, the line, the clothing line, apparel. I make the TR3 uniforms for kids that can't afford the Nike and the Under Armour.
Yeah, cool.
And the Adidas for, and I started that for a little lead and high school, you know, that can't afford, you know, them type of sponsors and, you know, who don't get the notice. I got the same people making it, you know, just not the swoosh or, you know, the turtle shell or the three lines.
Yeah.
And it's the same material, man. And so, you know, at a way better price. And so, you know, that was a blessing for me, man, to be able to, you know, to say that it made me another part of my life to get back to the community in another way. And, you know, now my 12-year-old, she's designing her own clothes now. So, you know, that's cool. That's certain, you know, goals that I have, man. By the time my kids make it to middle school, they will all have their own businesses.
Wow.
And, you know, being able to step in that that part, you know, going off to school, going off to college, because oldest girl, she's 12. My youngest girl, she's 10. And TJ's 6. And Tyrell, he's 3. And so by the time all of them make it to middle school, my oldest girl, she already got her own. My middle girl, she got her own business that we already got going. And so TJ, we're working on stuff for him. And Toa, we're working on stuff for him, too. So it's stuff like that, man, that, you know, it really drives me and pushes me every day. And it makes me happy, man, that I can say that I'm a single dad doing this type of stuff.
Well, Trent, we're really happy for you. It sounds like your life is really going well right now. Congratulations on the success you're having in the AAF. We're rooting for you to get back to the league, and best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Trent.
Man, appreciate y'all for having me, man. Much love.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.